Second, Perek of Kilayim, Mishnah Beis, the continuation of the concept of the previous Mishnah, of a person who had grain, which he knows is not unadulterated wheat. He knows it's a mixture of other grains into it. So we saw before that as long as it's not more than 1/24 of the mixture of the grains, that you just leave it as is and plant the whole mixture, and as it grows, it will remove the other seeds. If it's more than that, then he has to take out the other species before he plants it. But mezvah, when do we say the share of 1/24, which we're going by 1/24 of the quantity of grains? That's tvuah v'tvuah. If both grains are grains, like wheat and barley, which are similar in size, so kidneys v'kidneys, different types of kidneys, or tvuah v'kidneys, kidneys v'tvuah, grain mixed with these kidneys, different types of beans, and beans with grains. They're all similar in size, even though some are a little bit larger, some are less, so we go by 1/24 of the quantity of grains or beans. And the Amr, they said that they run a gina shein necholim, if you have seeds of vegetables you grow in a vegetable patch which are not eaten, for example, like radish seeds or tomato seeds and the like, which are very small in respect to the grains, so we won't go by units, because if you go by we won't go by volume, because the volume of 1/24 of the grain will have many, many more seeds of these smaller seeds. So therefore, mistafim echad. Yes, in the Alba, the Noita, the Beitza. We don't do the 1/24 by 1/24 of the volume of the grains. We do 1/24 of the amount of seeds that one would use to plant in an area of 50 amas by 50 amas. In other words, if he has a stuff of wheat, it mixed into that the amount of the smaller seeds that one would plant an area of 50 amas by 50 amas, then it's possible. If more than that amount, which could come out to much less in volume than 1/24 of the grains, even so, you would have to remove it. Now, the Shimonim, the Shem Shem, Lahachmer, Kacham, Lahachmer. He said, just like they said, Lahachmer, which means that if the seeds are smaller, you can only have a smaller amount of seeds mixed into your grain, they will also make them when the seeds are larger. And he said, Pishton, the flax seed, which is larger than the regular than the grains, if it gets mixed into the tefillah, it's terev, it's echad. Then we also make a cheshbon of 1/24 of the amount that would be used to plant the beis sah, in which case you would be entitled to, volume wise, more than 1/24 of the wheat, because these seeds are larger than wheat, and the amount that's used to plant 1/24 of beis sah would come out to more than 1/24 of the volume of the grain that would be used to plant that area. Thank you.